if you want. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you on the site. We give them away to you. So once again, freetalklive.com, and we will get right into your calls and your thoughts here. Plenty of stuff to talk about tonight. Dennis Rodman is back in the news with more on Kim Jong-un, the mysterious chubby ruler of North Korea. We'll see what old Rodman has to say about his recent visit with the dictator.
Oh, wow. It looks like he's gaining weight. I'm looking at this picture from the front page of The Sun.
Kim Jong?
Across the room.
He's one of the few people in North Korea that is.
Who's gaining weight? and we'll also, of course, take your calls at 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to your thoughts, or to your thoughts for tonight. We're doing this thing 7 nights a week, so sometimes we continue your thoughts. By the way, later on tonight, we're expecting Nate Cox to be joining us from Virginia to tell us about a mountain man who is being threatened by the local government for living in the wild. But first, we go to Benjamin, calling from California on Skype, actually. You can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Go ahead, Benjamin.
Hey, guys. I don't know if you guys have talked about this because I haven't been able to catch the podcast for a couple days, but have you heard about the tax on Cyprus bank accounts?
I've heard about it. We haven't gone in depth. It's the sort of thing that's getting a lot of coverage in a lot of other locations. And I tend to try to, if I'm going to go into the deep end of a pool, I at least want to go to the deep end of a pool that other people aren't going to.
Well, that's not been my reason. I've been seeing the headlines, and I just really haven't taken the time to look into it.
I've looked into it.
Well, I think it's interesting. They're doing a tax where they're going to tax like 9.9% of accounts over $100,000, 100,000 euros.
According to the news today, that has been rejected.
Yeah, they're going to work something out. But I think it illustrates a good point about how bitcoins are so much superior to traditional money. Because the only reason it could even be a thought, a proposed idea, is that the banks are controlled by the government. And so if the government came in and said, hey, banks, you need to give us this money, the banks would do it. But with
yes.
Bitcoin, you maintain control of your account. No one can go into it and seize your money.
It's so true. And, of course, the Bitcoin skeptics slash haters will be all over us now. Ah, you guys are always talking about Bitcoin on this show. Somebody accused us yesterday on our Facebook page of spending half of the time on the air talking about Bitcoins, which is ridiculous. But
I don't know if it's ridiculous. Sometimes I get that sense.
Think so?
But I'm all for it personally.
Well,
I think that's pretty outrageous. We don't talk about Bitcoin half the time.
I don't think we talk about it half the time. I understand where people are coming from that say it's half the time. They're just sort of exaggerating in order to make a point. And I get where they're coming from. What I would say to that is I'm excited about Bitcoins. I like talking about Bitcoins. Also, Benjamin made this call. We did not. So he wanted to talk about it. And
you guys are just setting it up because you love Bitcoins. You set up this call.
Well, we didn't.
You're sponsored by Bitcoin. Shills.
All right. Then Free Talk Live's a bunch of liars. Why the hell would you listen to a radio show where you thought the hosts were a bunch of liars?
Yeah.
I mean, for God's sakes, you can get that on every other single talk show. Why would you listen to Free Talk Live if we're going to lie to you?
I don't know if anyone's accusing us of setting up calls.
I think people do think to some greater extent that people on Free Talk Live would tell some untruth if it benefited them in some way. And I hope that that's not true. I work very hard not to do that in my own life. But I think that Bitcoin's a solution, and that's why Free Talk Live talks about it. We in the past have been accused of being Free State Project Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we believe it's a solution, and we talk about it. I mean, what the hell is Rush Limbaugh? He's vote Republican Radio, for God's sake, because he believes that's the solution to the problems that we face.
Yeah.
That's what we do on talk radio. We point out a problem. We point out a solution. If you don't like our solution, I don't know what to tell you. We try to vet these things and come up with the best solutions we can.
So anyway, you were going to say something about Cyprus, Benjamin?
Just that, okay, like you pointed out, the proposal was eventually rejected because it was a proposal of, here's the things you need to do in order for us to bail you out, and the Cyprus Parliament or whatever rejected it. Now, I just want to point out, though, that, yes, this was rejected, but if it's being proposed now, it will be proposed later, mm-hmm. it will be proposed other places, and eventually somewhere it will pass. Eventually somewhere they'll go, that sucks, but this is what we got to do.
Yes, we got to do it.
You love your country, don't you?
Yeah, right. Well, it's whether you love your country or not. It really has to do with the country claims to own you. If they can take a portion of your income through income tax, then they're taking your labor.
Sure, but you know they're going to put a bunch of niceties around it, like, well, it's just your duty. It's your duty to your country, and you love America or Cyprus or
You'd
whatever.
You'd never be able to, for a country would never be able to come out and say, we own you, screw right. you, that money's ours.
Right. What strikes me about it is the Austrian arguments about our present situation waging war on the savers by inflating your money supply.
Yeah.
This is a real explicit version of that.
this is a running a phallic down right down the middle of the savers' hearts.
Well, Johnny Ray brings up an important point, and that is that this is always going on. They're always raiding your bank account, but you don't see the balance go down. In this case, that would be the difference here, is that you would see the balance actually go down. But when they print money out, that is a raid on your savings, because whenever they add money to the money supply, that makes the money that you have, if you have state-provided money, like the dollar, it makes it worth less. So, well, ultimately, the more they print out, the weaker your dollars in your bank account. It's the same effect, but it's much more insidious because people don't notice the change. It's just their buying power gets weaker over time.
I'm no expert, but I suspect that it was only a proposal for Cyprus because they can't inflate their money because they're tied in with the euro. So it was for them specifically, they would have to go take it directly. I also suspect that it probably was a rejected proposal because once it was even announced that this was on the table, the banks decided to go ahead and stay closed. Because they people were about to start running on the bank. There were
wasn't it an order by the government to close the banks, or was it the bank's own choice?
I don't know, but I suspect it would have been either one. I mean, the banks didn't want to be ran on. There were already people going, as soon as you guys are open, we're going out and withdrawing all of our money. So, you know, I don't know whether it was an order or the banks decided to do it, but if the government didn't order them to do it, I'm sure they would have just gone ahead and done it. There's no reason for them not to. But again, I just want to point out, this is why something like bitcoins or gold or silver, something where you get to hold, where you no one has access to your money or currency or however you want to look at it, is superior to having, say, a bank account.
Excellent points, Benjamin. Anything else you want to share?
Nope, that was it.
Thanks for the call tonight. That's Benjamin on Skype, by the way. You can Skype in as well at username lrn.fm.
I heard an interesting thought today, and I guess it's a conspiracy theory, is that the reason Bitcoin's had a run-up was because, you know, probably somebody in Cyprus or two people in Cyprus. It doesn't take, you know, tremendous amounts of money to run up the Bitcoin market a few points. They had, you know, they found out their bank accounts were going to get run, so they took all their money out of the bank account, or at least a good portion, stuck it into Bitcoin so it'd be safe.
Yep.
So it's a possibility. It ran from like 55 to 62 today.
Yeah, it was around 59 when we started the show, I think.
Yeah, it's down a little bit from there, but yeah.
That's almost $10 in 24 hours, and because last night we were talking about how it crossed over 50.
You know, one thinks about the 50 and 60 and as a big deal, but back when it was at 5 or 6, it wasn't that big of a deal for it to move from 5 to 6 inside of a day or two. So, you know, not that big of a deal to move from 50 to 60.
Okay. I know. I guess where I see where you're coming from, but that seems pretty big to me. Like, that's a 20% jump in 24 hours. That seems pretty big.
It seems big to me, and anything over 50 was big to me. Anything around 50 was big for a week and a half or so.
I say anything that's less than 100 is a steal.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And in this country, as Benjamin pointed out, obviously they have the ability to print money, unlike Cyprus. But what about the states? They don't get to print money. What about California and Illinois and a lot of these other states that are billions of dollars in the hole because of their pension funds? How are they going to get bailed out?
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. You can also reach out to us on Skype. Username there is lrn.fm. By the way, that toll-free number is brought to you by SACL CAI. That's 855-450-FREE.
SACL CAI sponsors our phone lines. It's a company that handles accounts receivable. If you have a business and you find accounts receivable to be just a real big pain in the butt to take care of, SACL CAI can take care of it in a fashion that will treat both you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. Again, it's SACL CAI.
So 855, 450 free, the Cyprus situation. It's an interesting one, and it is a very revealing one. And I'm glad Benjamin called in about that tonight. It certainly has been in the news a lot recently, and it should be, you know, it should be something people are paying attention to, because it could happen here. Now, I don't think that you're going to see the same brazen, we're just going to take 10% out of everybody that has a bank account in this country.
You know, it's speculation, right?
Right. But because I think Benjamin made a good point. They don't have to go about it that way. They can just turn on the printing press.
Yeah.
And that's actually more efficient for them, because then they don't have to go through whatever the bureaucratic process would be. I mean, I'm pretty sure, I don't know, but I doubt they have a button that they can press and just, you know, suck in 10% of all the bank accounts. That sounds like it'd probably be a fair amount of work to try to, you know, contact all the banks. You have to then have the banks do all that work for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be, they would do it. But
also, the political cost would be extraordinarily high for whatever whatever party happened to decide to do such a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be really high.
It would have to be bipartisan, of course.
It would be incredibly high for, I mean, already the U.S. Congress is at like 9% as far as their little reputation rating or whatever the heck.
Once you've already lost all your rep, then why not go all the way? I mean, why not go to zero? It's not like people are going to do anything about it. It's not like they're going to stop paying taxes.
I don't know what they do.
Although, to be fair, they have apparently stopped paying taxes in Detroit in a lot of cases. So.
But I think that you're absolutely right that the fact is that this stuff has been said over and over again. Well, they said quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, quantitative easing infinity, which is currently what we're dealing with.
$40 billion a month, correct?
It was some number like that.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a proposed quantitative easing 4, which I guess would take the place of quantitative easing 3. I don't know exactly.
But that's code for we print money.
Right, that's what that means. And no American says any, few enough people say anything about that it doesn't matter.
Well,
so
right, I mean, because people don't know. People in America went to government school, and they lie to you about inflation there. So anybody that thinks they know what inflation is wrong. I mean, they're only right by the government's tests. They're not right by the actual definition of inflation. They teach you in government school that inflation is when the price of things go up. Oh, there's inflation. It's always happening. Prices are going up. No. Inflation is when they print more money. They put more money into the economy because then the same amount of goods is being, as they say, chased by a larger amount of money, meaning those goods cost more. But ultimately, the goods, in a lot of cases, are the same price if you look at gold or silver terms as they were decades ago, if not cheaper than they were decades ago. It's just that when you measure it in dollars, they're always going up for the most part because of
the dollars keep
inflation.
On getting printed because people keep on getting money taken out of their bank accounts. The savers keep on being punished.
When they print the dollars, everyone gets punished. You know, even people that aren't savers get punished because they still have some money in their pocket. They still have something, you know, stuffed under a mattress
or
whatever.
All the savers and all the earners are punished.
Right, which is why the inflation tax, this hidden tax we've been discussing, is the most insidious. In Cyprus, if they were to hit the people's bank accounts, and they said they're not going to do that at this point, but if they were to hit those bank accounts, then that would only target savers. It wouldn't target everyone.
And another facet to the Cyprus story is the Russians. Mark, have you read about the Russians?
I have heard about the Russians.
Well, they're hoping for a bailout from Russia, right?
They're hoping for a bailout from the EU and the IMF.
Well, and there's a Russian oil, natural gas company that could do a bailout that could be involved.
Okay.
Not a bailout isn't the right term. Giving the Cypriot government a certain amount of money in order to get some drilling rights off the shores of Cyprus. And I'm not... I don't know the specifics on it, and that's the reason I didn't, you know, go after this story. It's not really Free Talk Live's kind of bailiwick, but...
No, I think it's right up our alley. I think it's very interesting.
Well, what I was referring to with the Russians was Cyprus is sort of an offshore... a place popular with Russians, wealthy Russians, for storing their money. for tax purposes. So they were one of the major complainers, these wealthy Russians,
yeah,
in this developing situation.
As I understand that, basically, Cyprus is essentially the Cayman Islands of Russia.
Right.
They, you know, for whatever reason, they put their money there. I don't know what the tax situation is in the Soviet Union, in Russia. But Russia could certainly... they look pretty good on the world stage if they were to bail out Cyprus when the EU won't. Will that be a big blow to the EU? It'd be interesting. I mean, that's what the big concern is right now, is if they don't bail, if the EU doesn't bail out Cyprus, then what happens to the EU?
Cyprus, the story drew my eye because Cyprus throughout history... Cyprus is an island, Ian,
yes,
off the coast of the Levant,
with over a million people living there,
and it's always been there. And that the Middle East and the coast of Israel and Palestine has always been such a turbulent place that Cyprus has always been like a place where people flee to, be they crusaders or
people fleeing.
Yes, or Phoenicians, maybe. I don't know. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah, I can't say I know much about Cyprus at all.
I don't know that much about it either. I mean, you know.
But when you say what's going to happen to the EU, what do you mean?
Well, if the EU is not powerful enough to bail out one of its member states, mm-hmm, you know, what happens?
Because they could print the money, right? EU could print a bunch of euros.
I think they could.
Right.
But... You know, I don't know why they don't necessarily want to print money. Maybe it's because they don't have the world reserve currency like the United States does. What would it look like if, say, California went belly up for the United States? I think that because the union is much more solid in the United States, that it wouldn't be nearly as big of a problem. But the European Union really hasn't been around but for a couple of decades. So... what would happen if one of its states already went insolvent? I mean, you guys put this all together, and you can't handle, within 2 decades, you can't handle a problem? That's pretty rough.
Yeah, well, maybe it would not look good to the other members of their union, right? If, well, hey, you're bailing out them, why don't you bail us out, too?
Well, there's certainly, the hands are certainly out as far as the bailouts go. And Germany and many of the other more responsible nations are pretty pissed, and they should be. You know, this is
right,
the,
because
this
they're going to
the
get hit.
That doesn't do his dishes.
Right,
because
if Cyprus gets bailed out, then they get hit for it.
Yep.
If the EU prints the money,
somebody's got to wash the dishes, man.
Pays.
And if the Cypriots aren't washing their own dishes, then the Germans have to come along and clean their dishes.
So your thoughts are welcome. Any observations you have here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And you can also join us on Skype. Send a request to username lrn.fm. We will continue here in moments. Plus, federal court news about the national security letters. And it's actually a little bit of good news. We'll share that with you coming up here, and also your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want and do it toll-free. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. All the features we have there are totally free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, it's no problem. Click and download. They are yours. In fact, those archives go back to late 2006. You can get plenty of episodes of Free Talk Live, all completely free. So once again, go to freetalklive.com and grab them up. Also, we've got our SoundCloud page where you can actually go and get even more than just Free Talk Live, because on SoundCloud, we'll upload other things as well, like Edgington Post episodes or an interview that maybe Mark or myself, another one of our co-hosts, might be involved in. So to give you a little bit of bonus content, you can go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can check out what's there. And if you're already on our website at freetalklive.com, just click on the left-hand side of the page under Listen and Share. You'll find our SoundCloud link there. So once again, all kinds of archives, all available free at freetalklive.com. Now, oh, and I'm hearing myself over again. I'm just going to press the mute button for a moment there because I was hearing myself talking back to me.
What were you muting?
The ISDN line.
I see.
So that's not a good thing. I hope that means that everything's all right at our station, our network. Anyway, Mark, tell me about the Free State Project.
Free State Project is a movement to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to all move to one state. That state is New Hampshire. We believe in these ideas of liberty, but they've never really been implemented. Not, you can see them in sort of spits and starts and different areas and that kind of thing. People can point to them. But, you know, how do you know if it works unless you give it a try? So the Free State Project is an attempt to try that. So we've taken the freest state in the Union and the intention is to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to that state to see what kind of effect they have. So, if you want to be involved, go to freestateproject.org and sign up. If you want to see what it's like, maybe the Porcupine Freedom Festival would be the right way to go. It's going to be an event that's going on in late June. And it's very exciting. There's lots and lots of, but more than 1,000 liberty-loving individuals, probably about 1,500, I guess, would be the number that one can expect to see there, all in one campground in northern New Hampshire for a week-long camping adventure. Go check it out at PORC, that's pork as a porcupine, fest.com.
If you got any brains, if you got brains enough to see what's happening in the world and you have any self-respect, then you got to come to New Hampshire. It's the only place for you.
Well, I think people who are smart can exist elsewhere, but if you want to have the most impact for your activism, there's nowhere else that it's that you will.
I think that one thing that I really saw for myself that I think that many people can relate to is a lot of people are frustrated that believe in the ideas of liberty. They get very, very frustrated and upset, and I don't feel that anymore because I see hope where there isn't or wasn't where I lived.
Indeed. Well, you know what? Every now and then there's a court case, a decision by a judge or more than one judge that that might give someone hope in the system to believe that it actually, you know, that it still works. Here and there, every now and then there's a good decision, and so the system still works. And I think that that's one of the benefits to the system of coming out every now and then with something that makes sense, because that's what has happened here in this Wired report. They're reporting on a judge, Susan Ilston. She's a U.S. District Court judge. She has ruled that the ultra-secret national security letters that come with a gag order on the recipient are an unconstitutional impingement on free speech. According to this district judge in California, her decision was released on Friday. This is good news. Of course, she's only a district court judge. This case is going to likely be appealed. What will the Supreme Court end up deciding about this is another, you know, question. And is there something in between district and supreme at the federal level? I feel like there might be.
Circuit
Court of Appeals?
Yes.
So, you know, what will the circuit court say? What will the Supreme say if it gets up to that point? Who knows if they're going to back up the police state or not. But at least in this particular case, this one judge, this one human being, made the right choice. District Judge Susan Ilston ordered the government to stop issuing so-called NSLs across the board in a stunning defeat for the Obama administration's surveillance practices. But wasn't it Bush who came out with these?
Yeah, I was going to say, the national security letters came out before the Obama administration.
I mean, Obama obviously continued the policy.
Absolutely. Have you seen a president yet that cranks back the power of the executive?
Right.
I haven't seen it.
So it's a stunning defeat for the executive branch in this particular case.
George Washington probably had the opportunity to certainly grow the power of the executive beyond what it should be and did not. How's that?
She also ordered the government to cease enforcing the gag provision in any other cases. However, she stayed her own order for 90 days to give the government a chance to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So basically the order, or her order here, her decision, didn't do anything yet. If, for whatever reason, the federal government decides to not appeal this case, then after 90 days, her order goes into effect, banning the use of the national security letters and overturning them in any current cases that are at hand.
And why would they overturn the national security? You know, why wouldn't the state or the government's the attorney general?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they continue to take this on up the ladder? It's not like a district
court. They got nothing
court,
to lose.
Yeah, a district court judge doesn't mean anything to them, and it doesn't cost them anything to do it.
Yeah. But nonetheless, you know, it's a little bit of good news, and I do like to report some good news when it's available, although I don't want to give the false impression that I think that there's some sort of hope for the federal government. I don't think so. I think that every now and then, you know, you come across somebody who's willing to... she must be taking some level of a risk going up against the powers that be like this, that, you know, that they've decided that they're going to make a stand for what they consider to be an important principle, because some of these judges do believe in some of the founding principles of the country, and, you know, they make that stand, and you know, then they get overturned by the Supreme Court or the Circuit Court of Appeals. So who knows how this will end up playing out in the long run.
Well, they'll do what they want, but... You know, the national security letters, once if they get overturned, they'll just do something similar until they can get away with it.
Well, just to clarify for our listeners that maybe didn't know about these things, maybe they certainly haven't been front and center in the news in any way, shape, or form. There have been a few mentions of them here and there. But basically, you don't get to know when these things are issued. If a national security letter, this NSL thing, comes to you, it comes along with a threat. And it says, you, Mark Edgington, need to do such and such and such. And, you know, you do what we say, and you can't tell anybody about it. If you do, we're going to really hurt you.
Yeah, they do.
That's basically what
they say, that you can't talk about it.
So, you know, so much for freedom of speech, right? You are being threatened by the government. They want you to do things. They want you, like, let's say, provide them with information. They're going to claim that we're looking into a terrorist, and we need to see all the records on all the clients you've ever had for Free Talk Live. You need to gather this information for us, deliver it to this address, and not tell a single soul about this, not even your attorney.
Yep, that's right. That's what they do. And if you do, it'll be bad, bad things that happen.
So they claim. Well, that's what we're talking about here. And the senior staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation is pretty happy about it. He says we're very pleased that the court recognized the fatal constitutional shortcomings of the NSL statute. They have filed a challenge to NSLs on behalf of an unknown telecom that received an NSL in 2011. They say the government's gags have truncated the public debate on these controversial surveillance tools. Our client looks forward to the day when it can publicly discuss its experience. The telecommunications company received...
Now, there are people that have gotten these and just gone ahead and went public about it, right?
There have been a couple of them, yeah.
Well, they just leaked the letter and not said who they were?
I don't think they could get away with doing that.
Okay.
I don't recall all those details, Mark. It's been a long time since we've talked about this.
I noticed they never sent Ian one.
Right, because I would probably talk about it. The telecommunications company received the ultra-secret demand letter in 2011 from the FBI seeking information about a customer or customers. The company took the extraordinary and rare step of challenging the underlying authority of the national security letter, as well as the legitimacy of the gag order that came with it. Both challenges are allowed under a federal law that governs the NSLs, a power greatly expanded under the Patriot Act. So I guess they were allowed to talk to their lawyer, but that's about as far as it goes. Like, they can't even be identified here. The whole thing is you know, gag-ordered. Power greatly expanded under the Patriot Act, and that allows government to get detailed information on Americans' finances and communications without oversight from a judge. The FBI has issued hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
Unemployment.
And we're in a break. Back in a moment.
When emergency is going to strike, you just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you take control and do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. Shrine of Female Listeners, one of the many features on our website. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that. And you can get details on, if you are a lady listener, how to become part of the Shrine. When you do that, in the next week or so, before the end of the month, you'll be entered into a contest to win savory scents. Handcrafted candles, which are very nice, by the way. We do have one in the studio at the moment. And we've got a couple of entries thus far this month, so your odds of winning are very high if you enter in this month. Athena is our newest Shriner. She was actually one of the attendees at the Liberty Forum this year and enjoyed herself. Also went to Porkfest last year and is considering making the move to New Hampshire. Yep, so you can see her there under the validated amplifier section at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's a great deal. It's all you have to do is send in a validated picture, is to take a picture of yourself indicating in some way, shape, or form that you listen to Free Talk Live, either, you know, a little handmade sign or perhaps, you know, computer screen like Athena did, whatever it is that you choose to do. That's the way you do it. So send one in. Get in.
Yes, indeed. Shrine.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. We're talking about these national security letters, which a judge in California has determined are unconstitutional. However, she decided to stay her own order for 90 days to give the government a chance to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the odds are good they're probably going to do that. And then who knows what the higher level courts will decide about this. The Electronic Frontier Foundation is pretty, happy about this, considering they helped bring the suit to overturn these NSLs by coming after them on behalf of a company that, of course, cannot be named because there's a gag order, which is what the national security letters are all about. They issue these things demanding information from people and companies, and then they tell you, if you receive that, or the company, they tell them, you can't talk about this. You can't talk about having received this letter. You just have to give us what we're demanding from you, and that's it. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's been going on for years. According to this story, they have issued hundreds of thousands of these national security letters, and the FBI has been reprimanded for abusing them, although
hundreds of thousands of them are sent out.
Right, though almost none of the requests have been challenged by the recipients. Most people are too afraid to go up against the federal government. After the telecom challenged the NSL, the Justice Department took its own extraordinary measure and sued the company, arguing that in court documents that the company was violating the law by challenging its authority.
You will obey my authority.
The move stunned the Electronic Frontier Foundation at the time. It's a huge deal to say you're in violation of federal law having to do with the national security investigation, said their attorney. That is extraordinarily aggressive from my standpoint. They're saying you are violating the law by challenging our authority here. We shall not be challenged is basically what they're telling people.
Right. There's no case law. English common law is based on case law. Where is the case law for national security letters? So how in the world can they claim that you're breaking the law when there is no law?
The case is a significant challenge to the government and its efforts to obtain documents in a manner that the EFF says violates the First Amendment rights of free speech and association. In her ruling, Judge Ilston agreed with EFF, saying the NSL nondisclosure provisions, quote, significantly infringe on speech regarding controversial government powers. Unquote. And, of course, she's absolutely right, but that's not going to stop the other courts from overturning her decision and saying that, well, yeah, it's an infringement on free speech, but the state has an overriding interest in infringing on free speech because, hey, we're just trying to stop terrorists here. We need to issue hundreds of thousands of these things
hundreds
so we can
thousands of
get
letters.
Bank statements and get documents and customer lists and all kinds of information about you and your business because, you know, we're trying to stop the terrorists. What, don't you care about your country? That will be the excuse, I think, down the line, is they'll say that, you know, these are special circumstances, the state has an overriding interest. All they have to do is claim we have an overriding interest. Our interest is more important than the Constitution. Our interest is more important than your rights. And that's all they'll have to say.
The state actors consider themselves to be supermen and above the law, and your needs and your privacy, that's just not important.
Yep, by most evidence, you're absolutely right, Johnny Ray. But every now and then you get this, you know, a bureaucrat here and a bureaucrat there kind of pushing them back. But people celebrate this stuff. But overall, you look at the wider picture, most of these court cases are not going in the favor of freedom. You know, you just had the court case not long ago saying that, oh, yeah, it's no problem. Drug dogs can be brought out to anybody's car anytime. They don't have to have any probable cause. They can just bring out a drug dog anytime they want to. In fact, now they're looking to see if they can just bring them up right up to your home and start searching homes
just
that
circle,
way.
Circle the house?
Yep.
I think that would be, for me, that doesn't make much sense. I mean, if you've got your car on their property, which is the road, and mm-hmm. they believe that to be their property, and by all evidence it seems to be.
They believe your home's their property, too.
Agreed.
It's had a little bit more protection over the years than cars, but... You know, if they're willing to just let anybody's car get searched by a dog just because a cop feels like it, then it's, you know, it's just a matter of degrees to saying the same things about a house.
When you talk to the government, they'll often ask you questions like, for instance, on the census, they'll ask you if you own your home or rent. So they are acknowledging there that there are two statuses of ownership and that they're calling it owning. So, you know, they do claim that you own your property in some way.
Judge, yeah, we'll try not paying property taxes and see what happens.
You'll find out that you're just a renter at that point, won't you?
The judge noted the anonymous telecom that can't be named due to these laws, had been adamant about its desire to speak publicly about the fact that it received the NSL at issue to further inform the ongoing public debate on the government's use of the letters. She also said the review process for challenging an order violated the separation of powers because the gag order provisions cannot be separated from the rest of the statute. Ilston ruled the entire statute was unconstitutional. Ilston found that although the government made a strong argument for prohibiting the recipients of NSLs from disclosing, and there I am talking back to myself, from disclosing to the target of investigation or the public the specific information being sought by an NSL, the government did not provide compelling argument that the mere fact of disclosing that an NSL was received harmed national security interests. a blanket prohibition on disclosure, she found.
So you're not allowed to talk about what she's saying that, oh, yeah, yeah, you could gag somebody from talking about certain things, but not that you sent them a letter telling them they couldn't talk about certain things.
As I understand it. A blanket prohibition.
Not exactly a, she didn't really stick a flag in the top of that mound, did she?
No, not really. Had she
they
done
never
that?
Do. This is how the state creeps, though. You know, now you just can't talk about the things the government says you can't talk about. At one point, you had to be sworn in with a top secret clearance. Now everybody is their intelligence stooge.
It's sick. A blanket prohibition on disclosure, she found, was overly broad, and she said creates too large a danger that speech is being unnecessarily restricted. She noted that 97% of the more than 200,000 NSLs...
97% of 200, more than 200,000 NSLs...
...that have been issued by the government were issued with non-disclosure orders. And then they go through a chart showing how many of these things have been issued every year, and it ranges from 39,000 in 2003, so it's been going on for a decade, 56,000 all the way down to 16,000 in 2007. So it varies as high as 49,000 in one year, 56,000 to as low as 16,000. She also noted
they do what they want.
That since the gag order on NSLs is indefinite unless a recipient files a petition with the court asking it to modify or set aside the non-disclosure order, it amounted to a permanent ban on speech, absent the rare recipient who has the resources and motivation to hire counsel and affirmatively seek review by a district court, which is what this company did.
She's exactly right.
Yeah.
The fact is that the court system through justice, quote unquote, legal remedy, I think is probably the way to describe it, isn't available to the vast majority of people because they can't afford to hire an attorney.
What do you do if you get one of these things?
What do I do?
Right.
Well, I go on the radio and I talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Please, come on after me. Make me the first radio talk show host in America to be thrown in jail for talking about a national security letter.
Because then you might be able to get the ACLU or the Rutherford Institute or somebody like that to come on board or IJ to help you with your case. But if you're just one of 200,000 people that have been sent this national security letter.
Yeah, you just do what you're told. Might as well hide.
Most people don't know where to start with this kind of thing. They're so scared.
Put it on their blog.
And maybe, maybe if somebody did approach the ACLU or, whatever other organization, legal organization, with this information and clued them into it, maybe they would pick up the case. Maybe because, of the 200,000 people, 199,998 of them were too damn scared to even talk to an attorney about it.
Yeah.
Because people are that frightened of the state and what the consequences might be. And I imagine they're threatened with, felony charges or something like that. I wouldn't know because no one's ever scanned one of these letters in to show us. 855-450-FREE. You can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. There's more on the way.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.